Christians are risking their lives to feed the hungry in Syria. China transitions into new leadership. And who helps the victims of Nigeria's Boko Haram? These stories and many others just like them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The destruction in Syria is beyond imagination. Josh McDowell just visited with Syrian Christians this week as the civil war violence continues. According to McDowell, Christians have been leaving in droves.
So many of the Christians have had to get out of the country. They fear a knock on the door because either the rebels or the government come to take their sons and their daughters. And what they do, if you're a Christian, they put you in the front lines of any battle. And for just about for sure, you're killed.
McDowell and Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA, are working together for the Give for Hope campaign. $40 to provide food to a Syrian family of five. He says they get more than food.
We will leave the Jesus video, Mourna Carpenter book, and the new movie called Undaunted. They stay fearfully in their homes and everything, and so they will watch the videos over and over and over again.
This is just part of the story. Get the terrifying rest of it at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, China smoothly transitioned into new leadership during its 18th CPC National Congress. Xi Jinping is the new general secretary, and he's promising to tackle government corruption. Other than that, little is known about him. Eric Berkland with China Partner says Christians are cautiously optimistic.
They know whose they are. They understand that this place is not their true home, that they're actually looking forward to going to heaven, being with Jesus someday. And this is just kind of like business as usual for them.
The China Partner team was in Hubei province with a pastoral training session during the leadership transition. Hopefully, he says, this freedom will continue.
I was just so thrilled to see the younger emerging Christian leaders who were there very fervently and very excitedly receiving the training. And those are the kind of people that we need to pray for, because they're going to be the future leaders and also the future church leaders.
We have their prayer needs at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Two teams had a safe return from Southeast Asia recently. Vision Beyond Borders reports they brought medicine and winter supplies to refugee camps in Burma. VBB's Wes Flint says teams also minister to orphans.
They each have their own tragic story, and yet God is doing a very beautiful work in their lives.
With food running low in refugee camps, vitamins are necessary and medical supplies are in high demand.
There's a Christian woman that runs this small clinic, and the amount of medicine that she had available there, you could have put in a shoebox. That's all that was available for approximately 18,000 people.
In a recent UN report, workers warned that refugee health needs could multiply as winter draws near. What can you do to help? Pray, give, or go?
Burma needs much prayer. Ultimately, my prayer is that these sanctions would be lifted on Burma so that the United States would help to bring peace throughout this region and that these refugees would be able to return home.
Meanwhile, Christians are attacked nearly every week in Nigeria. Voice of the Martyrs USA reports Boko Haram is usually behind it, not hesitating to severely beat believers. VOM's medical ministry is providing for both physical and spiritual healing. One assaulted believer says VOM's encouragement spurred his passion for the Great Commission. With persecution persisting in Nigeria, VOM Medical needs your help to continue. Visit our website to support this ministry. And a new Spanish study Bible is now available. Why is this so exciting? Well, it was written by 58 Latin American theologians. A former chaplain at one of HCJB Global's hospitals contributed to the study Bible. He, along with other authors, wrote As Latinos to Latinos, which customizes it for ministry. Pray that the new Spanish study Bible will become an effective tool for many people. For more information on the new Bible, go to missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to remember the persecuted church and help MNN too? Well, with your gift of any amount, MNN wants to send you the One With Them wristbands for you and your family. Now, today's the last day. The rubber barbed wire looking wristband will remind you to pray for persecuted believers. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the One With Them wristband link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.